Celebrate Valentine's Day. Order your love horoscope report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi.
Hello Aries, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, January the 27th, and the whole week ahead. With the moon in Gemini connected to both Venus and Sun, this is lovely. It gives you a good vibe mentally, you're switched on, and there's a kind of airiness to your day, which means that you can float through a lot of things. Now, there can also be difficulties when it comes to sleeping, so make sure you can relax and rest when you can. Here's your Sunday stars. Mercury's square to Uranus does make things a little bit higgledy-piggledy. Whenever you get Mercury and Uranus together, it means the brain and the mind is jumping all over the place. And that's why you've got to be careful when it comes to anything that demands concentration. Because if you take your eye off the ball, then you might find other people will rush through the gap and score. Keep your wits about you. Here's your Monday stars. Problems and difficulties can stem from the home at this time, especially when it comes to the older generation. Or if you're older, then it'll be the younger generation. You get my drift. There's an age gap that goes on here, which we will class as the generation gap. And it's only when people are prepared to be more compromising that things will actually, they'll go okay in the end, if people are prepared to be compromising. Here's your Tuesday stars. With a lot going on, especially with the Moon and Mars, your ruler, linked together once the Moon moves into Leo, towards the end of the day, you're in a much better position, more sprightly and able to get what you want from life and everything in general. Why? Because there is a kind of feeling of esprit de corps. In other words, teamwork will get you where you want to go. Here's your Wednesday stars. Massive lunar eclipse in Leo. You need to look this one up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Read all about the fifth house because this is what it's centered on. And it will affect the next 6 months of your year because eclipses eclipse the past. So when it comes to your love life, your heart's desire, children in your life, all kinds of things, you'll find that this is a very big time of change. And here's your Thursday stars. Now, as the eclipse begins to wane, although remember, it is going to be 6 months of your life, but you will be able to get more focus on what it is that you need to do to make you happy. Because we're talking about what is your bliss. And this eclipse can help you find your bliss. And by that I mean listening to your heart. And whatever your heart tells you is what you should be going after once and for all. And here's your Friday stars. All about health. Anything to do with health. And when it comes to your physical self, you need to be well aware with the Moon square Mars. Things could go awry. And it's normally by being impatient or intolerant of others. Typical example of this would be anything from road rage to rage in general. Whether you dish it out or whether you get it back, oh my goodness, you need to keep calm.